top of the table, that's exciting. Bottom of the table, that's exciting. Like, that's the sort of football that you want to be. And these are the pressure games that in 15, 20 years' time, I will look back on and I will remember these are the important matches for me, not the middle of the table teams.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig podcast stream on the OTB Sports app now.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan, and you're listening to the OTB Lunchtime Wrap for a look at all of today's sports stories so far on Tuesday, the 15th of February. Tadhg Burns signed a new three-year deal with the IRFU. It's the first ever central contract for the 29-year-old Munster forward. Burns made his Ireland debut against Australia on the 2018 summer tour and started the recent Six Nations games against Wales and France. He was also part of the Lions squad in South Africa last year. The Champions League last 16 action kicks off tonight with last season's beaten finalist Manchester City away to Sporting Lisbon for the first leg. No Jack Grealish for City due to injury. Tonight's other match sees PSG take on Real Madrid and Paris. Neymar could play his first game for PSG since November after recovering from an ankle injury. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. At a quarter past 8, Manchester United have a chance to move back into the Premier League's top four if they win at home to Brighton. United interim boss Ralph Rangnick says he won't relent to fan pressure and drop his captain. Harry Maguire struggled for form since his return from injury. Rangnick says the England international will start and he's backed him to improve.
In the last two games, yeah, he had some weaker moments. But again, he's our captain and I don't see any reason to change that. He's also a player who has to develop, get better like all the other players.
Former Republic of Ireland defender Kenny Cunningham was on OTB AM earlier on. He believes it'll be hard for Maguire to turn things around at United.
Unfortunately for Maguire, he's just made too many mistakes. And I actually think now, just confidence-wise, it's really affecting him. He's actually losing a little bit of confidence and a bit of self-belief. And I think that's a big issue for him now. I don't think that's easy to conquer, particularly at a club like Manchester United, a kind of goldfish bowl. Every kind of pass you make, every tackle you miss is being kind of scrutinised, particularly Manchester United at the moment. I think he's in a tough spot, Maguire, and I think it's going to be difficult for him kind of medium to long term to kind of pull himself out of it.
75% of players want the World Cup to remain every 4 years. A survey by Footballers Union FIFPro that questioned over 1,000 players from 70 nationalities found there's strong opposition to a proposal to make the tournament biennial. FIFA believes staging a showpiece every 2 years would create wider opportunities for smaller nations. The plans have already been opposed by UEFA and the Premier League. Sligo Rovers have signed striker Max Mata from US side Rail Monarchs for the 2022 season. The 21-year-old's been capped by New Zealand and has previous experience in Europe with Swiss side Grasshopper Zurich. Meanwhile, Shelburne have added New Zealand defender Adam Thomas to their squad. The 29-year-old, who's played with Wellington, represented New Zealand at the 2012 Olympics. Emmett Brennan has his eyes set on a pro debut in New York. The Irish Olympian, who's yet to turn pro, has been in touch with Matchroom about making his debut on the undercard of the world title bout between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano at Madison Square Garden. Brennan told OTBAM he can offer promoter Eddie Hearn and Matchroom something different on the east coast of America after the Taylor and Serrano fight on the 30th of April.
There is a big Irish crowd going over. They're going to be, I would imagine, the majority of the ticket sales. They're travelling across the Atlantic Ocean. They've asked for me to be on the show, so it's up to him whether he listens or not. I think he will, because I'm not saying put me on the show because I'm an Olympian. I offer a lot more than that. Like, going forward, I'm actually looking to move to New York. So that's where I'm going to be basing myself. I'm going to be basing myself there with a full Irish team behind me as a manager's trainers. It's all going to be Irish. So the vision for me is to have the whole Irish-American community on the east coast of America behind me.
World number one Novak Djokovic has admitted he'd rather miss out on winning future Grand Slams than be forced to get a COVID vaccine. The Serbian was deported from Australia last month after a row over a medical exemption used to enter the country. Speaking to the BBC, Djokovic explained he isn't against jabs, but supports the freedom to choose what's put on your body. The French Open is the next Grand Slam and it's due to get underway at the end of May. Wimbledon follows that at the end of June. And the four Tyrone players sent off in their Allianz Football League clash with Armagh have had their one-match bans upheld. Pádraig Hamsey, Michael McKernan, Peter Hart and Kieran McGeary will all be unavailable for the All-Ireland Champions this weekend against Kildare. Armagh's Greg McCabe was also dismissed in that incident. Now, coming up on tonight's Off the Ball, Brian O'Driscoll on the Six Nations, and we'll also have updates on tonight's live football. As always, you can tune into News Talk from 7 o'clock or listen on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap, available every weekday on the OTB Sports app.